Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 4, verses 5, 16, and 17. However, to the one who does not work but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Consider some of the promises Abraham believed in, as repeated by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. Paul called Abraham's God the God who justifies the wicked. To justify means to declare not guilty. And if God saw the wicked things Abraham did and called him not guilty of them, then Abraham had the right to walk through life believing that God was never going to punish him for anything. Paul said that Abraham's God is the one who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they are, which means that Abraham had the right to look at death and expect life. He had the right to look at situations that aren't good and expect that good will still come from them. Paul also said that these promises are guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. And he defines Abraham's offspring not as those who are of the same bloodline as him, but as anyone who has the same faith Abraham did. If you believe in the same God Abraham did, it means that whenever death claims your body, it won't be the end, since your God brings life from death. And since he calls things that are not as though they are, then you also have the right to look at situations that are not good and believe that some good will still come from them. And remember, all of these promises are guaranteed. They were guaranteed through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who perfectly fulfilled every promise God made about him. Father in heaven, help me to hold on to your remarkable promises so that I stand firm in my faith. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.